This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held consultation with his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema Chodron in New Delhi. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said both sides reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral engagements and noted the progress achieved in all key areas of cooperation. During the visit, an intergovernmental MOU for the establishment of railway links between India and Bhutan was signed. The MOU envisages establishment of first set of cross-border rail links connecting Kokrajhar and Gilepu and Banarhat and Samse. These projects are part of broader efforts to enhance connectivity between the two countries and will strengthen economic and people-to-people linkages. Besides, they welcome the successful commissioning of all six units of 1,020-megawatt Punnatsangshu II hydropower project, which is a major milestone in the realization of India-Bhutan joint vision on energy partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand in New York today, marking a significant step in rebuilding ties between the two countries. Jaishankar welcomed the recent appointment of high commissioners, describing it as a welcome step in strengthening diplomatic relations. This meeting is part of Jaishankar's high-level engagements at the 80th United Nations General Assembly, where he has been actively participating in multilateral and bilateral meetings. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to citizens living in India and abroad on the eve of Durga Puja. In a message, the president said, "The sacred festival of Durga Puja symbolizes culture, faith and spiritual heritage." She said this festival promotes the spirit of equality, tolerance and love. The president urged the citizens to take a pledge to make every possible effort to ensure respect for women and to uphold their rightful place in society. She also prayed to Ma Durga to bestow wisdom and courage upon everyone and to bless all with happiness and prosperity. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh felicitated ex-servicemen for their contribution in nation-building even after retirement from the service. Speaking at the first national conclave on the theme of Viksit Bharat and ex-servicemen welfare in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh said that ex-servicemen are prospering not only on the border but also the next generation of the country through their spirit to serve the nation. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi also graced the event. Union Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh has said that the livestock sector has recorded a compound annual growth of more than 12% in the recent years. He added that this contributes 31% to agricultural gross value added and over 5% to the national economy. Mr. Singh said this while addressing the second global conference on sustainable livestock transformation at the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, Italy. Mr. Singh highlighted that India continues to hold the first position in global milk production and contributes nearly a quarter of the world supply with an annual production of 239 million tons. He further said that Delhi is also the second largest producer. He further said that India is also the second largest producer of eggs and a leading exporter of buffalo meat. Delhi police organized a mega drug destruction event yesterday in which drugs weighing over 1.8 kilograms were destroyed. The value of these drugs in the international market is estimated to be 35 crore rupees. This significant initiative underscores the department's unwavering resolve to combat drug abuse and ensure a safer, healthier capital for all citizens. Speaking on the occasion, Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena lauded the efforts of Delhi police for their continued strict action against drug traffickers and seizure of their movable and immovable properties built from drug money. He also exhorted all stakeholders to join hands for making Delhi drug-free by 2047. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has set up an expert committee to finalize Delhi's official logo. In a statement, the Chief Minister explained that the government had made special provisions for the design and selection of the logo. In shooting, India swept the podium at the ISSF Junior World Cup in the Women's 10-meter Air Rifle event in Delhi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.